Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime on this Tuesday evening. I hope you're staying dry in this inclement weather that we're having if you're here in Middle Tennessee. If you're not in Middle Tennessee, I hope you're not having to deal with inclement weather because that shit has been on our necks all day long. But it comes on a day where Titans fans are very excited because they got to meet their new corner for the first time. Lejarius Sneed was introduced at a press conference today at St. Thomas Sports Park. He spoke, Rand Carthon spoke, and you'll hear from both of those gentlemen in some form or fashion here in just a second. So we'll talk to you about the level of expectation that Lejarius Sneed is now bringing to this Titans defense. I'll ask you who your favorite acquisition has been between Ridley and Sneed later on in the show, and then we'll do a Gone Viral video, which is excellent, if I do say so myself. I will give you a small hint at what we'll do at the end of the show and tell you that we do not talk nearly enough about NASCAR fights. But in the meantime, we'll talk Titans secondary, and we'll talk about the need for Sneed. I need you to share this broadcast around, as is always the custom, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch, wherever you are spending your precious and valuable time with us. First of all, thank you for spending your time with us. And second, share this show around. If you're hanging out on Facebook Live, little inception, you can share now to public. That's in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. If you're on Twitter, you can retweet it in the bottom right. And if you're on YouTube or Twitch, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and make sure to tell a friend to do the same. Caleb Meadows, got ahead of myself. Caleb Meadows says, Buck, what is your personal opinion about Sneed's knee? Stillman was screaming on the radio all day about it, how this is a massive concern. I know he is a clown. Well, I will tell you that Jared Stillman is a good friend of mine. And while I do agree with you that he is a massive clown, no. Jared's a bit dramatic, and he's allowed to be, as is his wont. He's allowed to be dramatic. I can be dramatic at moments in time too, but I would say that on this particular subject, plenty of athletes have to figure out how to manage knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, all kinds of pain throughout the course of the season. And Lejarius Sneed has figured out a situation that makes the most sense for him with Kansas City, and is saying that he's not going to have an issue with it. So he understands how to manage it. And to that effect, he played in 17 games last year, which is more than I can say about any Titans corner appearing in 17 regular season games. So, right now, does Jared have any reason to be screaming about bullshit on the radio? No, he doesn't have any reason. As soon as Sneed, it's like Tajay Spears. If it becomes a problem, then we can talk about it being a problem. Until such time as it's a problem, what the hell do I care what he's got to do with his knees to make sure that he can be ready for Sunday, as long as he's ready for Sunday. And last year, he was an all-pro player on Sundays. Anyway, let's start the program. Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the great folks at Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, and get up to $1,000 on your no-danger first wager. ZenSports.com is where you go. Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles, and award-winning customer service. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at TwoRiversFord.com. And TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMath Fitness for your first workout free. As a Middle Tennessee resident, no workout ever recycled or repeated. TrueMath Fitness is where you go for the best workout in Nashville. MB says, I'm not buying that there is or was anything wrong with his knee. Well, no, he acknowledged that there was a situation with his knee that he had to manage. We asked him about it today. He was very transparent about it. He said that he's healthy, and he said he understands how to manage his knee situation. So you don't have to buy or sell anything. That's something that he straight up said. So moving on from the knee situation, because until such time as it's worth talking about, there's no reason for me to really hyper-focus on the knee situation. He passed a physical. He got a contract here. If it blows up in their faces, then we can bash him for it later. But for now, there's no reason to dig our heels in. So Lejarius Sneed comes to Tennessee, and it's at a time where they are making a tremendous investment in their secondary. My colleague at A to Z Sports, Travis May, who some of you may have started to familiarize yourselves with. Travis does really good work at AtoZSports.com. Wrote earlier this week about the fact that Snead and Chidobe Awuzie, one making $19 million a year and the other one $12 million on an average per year basis, is the first time in Titans franchise history that the team's top two cornerbacks will both have top 15 APY, average per year salaries, in the salary cap era. That's a huge amount of money that they are pouring into two specific players and one specific position group to try and solidify the back end. I think that there is a lot to like about L'Jarius Sneed. We talked about his coverage numbers. Pro Football Focus grades him out as one of the best corners in football. Brian Callahan thinks of him as one of these best, as one of the best players in football as well. And looked at it and said, you know, we need something to stabilize this situation. We haven't had good cornerback play on both sides of the defense since Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler and Adoree Jackson were doing it. And this is arguably a better trio than Logan Ryan, Malcolm Butler, and Adoree Jackson, including Roger McCreary right now. But I think when you look at this, the question that we'll start with, your Two Rivers Ford take, in the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, what was your biggest takeaway from L'Jarius Sneed's introductory press conference? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is made possible by none other than Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles at the South's most trusted Ford dealership. That's Two Rivers Ford that's been doing business in Middle Tennessee for over 40 years. They go above and beyond for you as the customer. They always put you in the driver's seat to succeed. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. That's the South's most trusted Ford dealer. So what was your biggest takeaway from the L'Jarius Sneed press conferences today? Jacob Ray says very quick in his answers, like his play. He's Marshawn Lynch. He's about that action, boss. And a man of enough words, and certainly he does a lot of talking out on the field. Him and Tyreek Hill famously have had back and forths before. Paul Arias says that he has confidence. Let's see. The same thing that I've seen with all of these new signings, says Chandler Cummings on Facebook Live. All of them say that Ran has made them comfortable. That is a common theme with Rand Carthon and these players, as they all have brought up what a difference he has made in their discussions. In speaking to him today, I also got that sense that the Titans have gone above and beyond to make him feel at home here. Now, certainly when you're going to invest, what are they giving him? More than $50 million guaranteed. Right now, 4 years, 76.4 is the totality of the contract. If he achieves, of course, every incentive and every playtime bonus and every roster bonus and sees all 4 years of the contract, he'll make 76.4. But in the meantime, he's getting at least $50 million guaranteed. And that they've gone above and beyond to make him feel comfortable, to make him feel at ease, and to make him feel like he's going to be able to help them bring championship aspirations here was one of the biggest takeaways that I had with him when I sat down with him for about 15 minutes earlier today.
Did you have any idea about what direction this might head? Because the franchise tag comes down and you have a certain understanding that that's going to be the move initially. But after that, like where was your head at that point in time?
Honestly, man, I didn't know what was going on. I was just so like what I'm going to be, where I'm going to go. It was just so many questions I was asking myself. And, you know, it got to a point where I was so confused, man. I just have to call my preacher, you know, sit down with him and, they'll just let him instill in me, you know, some words and encourage me. You know, it was a little couple weeks of, you know, discouragement. It was, you know, because I didn't know what was next or what's going on and stuff like that. But, you know, it all worked out. And, you know, I'm happy as ever, especially since I came into this facility and met everyone. And, you know, I feel like I'm home. Everybody made me feel like family. And that's what I'm made about, family.
I feel like I'm home. That's L'Jarius Sneed with me today. You can watch our full 15-minute interview that we did on the radio show on 104.5 The Zone's YouTube page. A to Z Sports Prime Time is made possible by Zen Sports. Download the app Plug in the promo code ATOZTN. Get up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager and get access to all of their same game parlays. 10 a day on the NBA and the NHL. Preds playing Boston tonight, holding their own as they try to stave off what could be a three-game losing streak after setting a points streak record in consecutive games. You can bet on the NBA, the NHL, and everything in between at Zen Sports. Just use that promo code ATOZTN. Terms and conditions do apply. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Zen Sports is how you get involved. Derek says he's got fantastic fashion sense and he's very convicted in his faith. Two things I like a lot. Listen, no matter what your faith is in, whether you are somebody who's religious, whether you have just a general faith in institutions, in people, in a higher power, whatever the case, wherever you draw your faith in something from, I've got tremendous respect for that. It doesn't have to be religious, though oftentimes it is. And I think that a lot of these guys come back to their faith in a variety of different settings because they have to compartmentalize. I run it through the prism of all of us, and maybe I'm later to mature in life than a lot of you all have been in your respective lives, but he's 27 years old and he's just been paid $50 million guaranteed and is getting basically an entire defense turned over to him because along with Jeff Simmons, L'Jarius Sneed is now the face of the Titans defense. Those are the two top flight players on this team. And you can look at Harold Landry and Amani Hooker and guys like that, but those aren't players that are regarded as the best players at the position the way that Jeff Simmons and L'Jarius Sneed are. He's 27 years old. And I thought that him and Ridley both being in the same age. I mean, I'm 30, so I'm not much older than them, but still to kind of run it through the prism of how I would answer these kind of questions or how I would handle that kind of generational wealth or how I would handle those level of expectations. The guy is really, really impressive. And of course, what his play on the field brings is the reason that you love him, but the attitude that he has and clearly the leadership qualities that he has are something that you should, take confidence in, have faith in even, as you try and get your Titans defense corrected. I will say that he brought up a pretty interesting player as to who kind of helped him figure out what it is to be a pro during the interview there. But you'll have to go check out the full interview on 104.5 The Zone's YouTube page, where you can catch my radio show live streamed each and every weekday. You can see all the interviews that we do up there. We also had the new Vanderbilt basketball coach on, Mark Byington, today. So we had a lot of fun guests from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. Speaking of L'Jarius Sneed, a quick reminder, if you haven't bought your tickets to the live show that we're doing with Greg Cosell of NFL Films, you should do that right now. You should do it in the chat because Bert is going to do me the courtesy of dropping the Eventbrite link in there. We're going to be breaking down film on L'Jarius Sneed, Calvin Ridley, the entire Titans free agency class and the draft class, who will be in place in less than 23 days is when we will have the first round of the NFL draft concluded. May the 3rd at the Analog Room in the Hutton Hotel. You can hang out with me, Greg Cosell, and a couple of special guests as we break down the entire Titans offseason with you in a live podcast with a full bar experience. It's going to be great. Karen Davis said, did you know that L'Jarius Sneed can sing? Yes, I heard a little bit of that on the official Titans podcast today. Guy has a modern day renaissance man. He's a singer. He's a football player. He's a man of high fashion. Clearly, L'Jarius Sneed can do no wrong on his first day in Tennessee. Now, which of the two top flight players that the Titans have added, Calvin Ridley and L'Jarius Sneed, has been your favorite signing thus far? I know one came here via trade, but ultimately was signed to an extension or to a new deal. What has been your favorite acquisition between Calvin Ridley and L'Jarius Sneed? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that the Primetime program is presented by TrueMap Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMapFitness.com for your first workout free. As a Middle Tennessee resident, no workout ever recycled or repeated. TrueMav is there to help you. Whether Personal training is the best way that you feel like you can reach your goals, or their group fitness classes, which are awesome. I had a couple of you come hang out with us at TrueMath Fitness on Saturday to raise some money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Not only are they very generous at TrueMath Fitness, but they also provide you the best workout in Middle Tennessee. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free. All right, Snead or Ridley, which is your favorite acquisition between the two? Angelica, Lone Star Titan, Linares, Austin, all say Snead. Corey D. Jackson is sticking with the offense. He thinks Calvin Ridley is the better acquisition, or the more important acquisition. Bryce Erickson and Paul Arias do both agree. I think there's a bunch of different ways that you can look at this. I think that you should be excited by both. Personally, I think the Ridley signing makes their path through the draft process a lot clearer. Snead is going to be hugely important. The answer is both of them. You should be thrilled with both of them, that you have two legitimate quality players at two premium positions in the NFL. But I do think Ridley helps give your worst unit the biggest boost right out of the gate. So I'll probably say Calvin Ridley for the purposes of this exercise.
Good player. I'm the type of player, you know, who deserves this contract. I'm going to say that. I'm the type of player who, you know, you want in the building, someone who's going to work for your organization, someone who all their life as a kid, you know, I rode city buses to high school just to go to school, two of them in the morning. And then I would ride two of them after school just to go back to my mom's house. And then I would get on another two buses to go to another high school to watch them, just to watch them, because I'm already, this is where I'm going to play at next season. This is where I'm going to play at. Then I'm riding two more buses, city buses, back home. I get home about 11 o'clock, and I got to get on another two city buses in the morning. And I'm only doing this for football reasons. So that's what type of player, y'all got a player who going to come and work for that, for whatever y'all gave me, and y'all got a player.
So that is Calvin Ridley at his introductory press conference a couple of weeks ago. A to Z Sports Primetime is made possible by the great people at the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com, get your dream address without the stress. Get the intel edge you need to succeed with the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators at GaryAshton.com. Agent Zero is about to wreck this division, Corey D. Jackson says, referencing Calvin Ridley. I think that there is a lot to like about the Ridley acquisition. There's a lot to like about both of these players. Again, it shows a commitment to being meaningfully competitive in the upcoming year, and I am excited to see what the product looks like on both sides of the field. I'm fascinated to see what your football team does this year because the season win total projections are out in all the sports books and like ESPN Bet and DraftKings. DraftKings has the Titans over under set at 5.5 wins on the season. ESPN has them at 6.5. When last I looked this morning at ESPN Bet, the Titans have gone under their season projected win totals in the last 2 years, but they have not done it in three consecutive seasons since they were the Houston Oilers back in 1990. So, 5.5 feels like a pretty low bar for them to be able to exceed. 6.5 has been the tipping point, right? 7 games in 2022, 6 games in 2023. Mayberry AI Art, or Mayberry Al Art, I'm not sure, either way, says time to make some money. I would be inclined, if I bet on the NFL, which of course I do not for ethical reasons, if I were to bet on the NFL, I would think that Titans over 5.5 season wins, or 5.5 wins on the season, would make a lot of sense. I think that this team is capable of that, and I believe that the division is going to be messy. But 5.5 feels like a pretty safe bet, though we'll see. The AFC South is congested, and they could make substantial improvements and their record not necessarily take the uptick that you're looking to see. But we'll find out. A lot of it's going to be predicated, almost all of it's going to be predicated on Will Levis, whether he succeeds or fails. And in the meantime, we'll just have to wait to see what the product looks like on the field in September. We'll wrap things up with a gone viral video. I'm contemplating making Bert tell us about this gone viral video, but that would assume that he's done some research on it. He doesn't look to be paying attention to me at all. In fact, he looks to be paying attention to his video game. So we'll get to the gone viral video here in just a second. It comes to us from the world of NASCAR. I've already reminded you that the primetime program is presented by the Ashton team. So we'll just go to the track and watch one of the funniest exchanges that you will ever see in any kind of professional sport.
Frustration here. First, he's going to finish tearing the rear bumper cover off his car and then wait for Dawson Cram. And his timing and throw was pretty impeccable here.
Yeah, he did a good job at this right here. Boom, right in the windshield.
I think I would have left my driver gloves on. OSHA would not have approved pulling that bumper cover off without the gloves.
You know, part of the playing in the traffic part.
Yes, yes. I was going to say, OSHA has a problem with no gloves. NASCAR has a problem with walking down near traffic, and I'm sure he'll get a phone call and some other items out of it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I'm saying I understand.
I love that they're not outright discouraging it, that they're, you know, saying, I kind of get it. So that's a NASCAR driver named Joey Gase at the Richmond Raceway on Saturday. His car was damaged. He spun out of the race, and he seemingly assumed that Dawson Cram, I believe is how I pronounce the other driver's name, was responsible for him spinning out of the race. Gase gets out of his car. He rips the bumper off the damaged vehicle, walks over to the other cars that are still participating in the race. And as you hear the announcers say, he times up the throw quite nicely in one of the most ridiculous temper tantrums I've ever seen in sports.
Frustration here. First, he's going to finish tearing the rear bumper cover off his car and then wait for Dawson Cram. And his timing and throw was pretty impeccable here.
Yeah, he did a good job at this right here. Boom, right in the windshield.
I think I would have left my driver gloves on. OSHA would not have approved pulling that bumper cover off without the gloves.
You know,
part of the playing in the traffic part.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say, OSHA has a problem with no gloves. NASCAR has a problem with walking down near traffic, and I'm sure he'll get a phone call and some other items out of it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I'm saying I understand.
It's just unbelievable. Brandon Brown says it's why we watch NASCAR. It's the next UFC. Maybe I need to be watching NASCAR more because that is laugh out loud funny. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight on the primetime program. Get your install live show tickets. Go check out the Legarius Sneed interview on YouTube and make sure you're hanging out with us from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. Brian Malone asks, hey, Buck, where can I catch the replay of today's show? The podcast on Spotify hasn't been uploaded. Yes, it's my understanding that the radio show podcast has not been available on Spotify for almost a week at this point. Apparently, it's a Spotify issue. All of the radio shows on The Zone are apparently having a similar issue. You can still get it on Apple Podcasts while we work to rectify the Spotify problem. And then also you can subscribe to 104.5 The Zone's YouTube channel where you can watch all 3 hours of my radio show and all of the radio shows on The Zone for you to go back and replay as you like and also live stream it just the same way that we do this here. So we'll keep you updated on the Spotify stuff. They're working to fix it. The proper authorities have been notified. But in the meantime, Apple Podcasts or YouTube is your best place to catch the replay. Have a great rest of your evening, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on The Zone.